Good morning. Good morning. Glad you're here today. Once a month we do our multi-generational service. It's like our family service, and I love it because it's our whole Catalyst family and guests and visitors all together, and it's a good time. And really, it's to gather together to worship, honor the Lord, love on one another. For today's message, since it's multi-generational service, I thought the Lord brought to mind a story I had written a long time ago. I didn't realize it was so long ago. I had written this story, and it kind of has it's a good message. It's for kids, and it's about 15 years ago. So most of you guys were just babies then, or just little toddlers, and you weren't even born. But it starts with a verse, so let's look at this verse. Very famous verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Let's read that together. Okay, let's see. It's such a powerful verse. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And this story is the story about Charlie, all right? And so here is an egg. Does anyone know what kind of egg this is? Anyone know? What do you think? You don't know? What do you think, Riley? Frog? What do you think, Jackson? Frog? Okay, we'll see. You'll get to see real soon. Well, here's an egg, and inside the egg is Charlie. He can't wait to be born, and he's wondering what it'll be when he grows up. Maybe I'll be a giant stag beetle. They're powerful and strong. Or maybe I'll be a cool praying mantis. I love praying mantises. They're like my favorite insect. They're so nimble. They're quick. Or maybe, just maybe, please, 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 I'll be a beautiful butterfly, graceful, soaring in the sky. Well, Charlie waits and waits and waits and waits, and finally the day comes when he will be born. So he begins pushing and pulling and stretching and squirming, and his little head begins breaking through the egg. What do you think he is? Then he breaks through. He looks in the mirror, and what does he see? A little funny-looking caterpillar. Yes, Charlie the caterpillar. Charlie is really disappointed because he wants to be special in his life. He wanted to be a giant beetle or a cool praying mantis or especially a beautiful butterfly. But what is he? Just a funny looking little caterpillar that can barely move and has to crawl in dirt all his life. As he grows up, he begins to change. But as he does, he only feels worse. At least when he was little, he was kind of cute looking, but now he has all these bumps on his face, like pimples, and even his color starts to fade. Charlie's really sad. He doesn't know who he is. One day he looks up and he sees all these butterflies flying in the air. He stares and stares at them, wishing he could be one of them. If I could just talk to one of them, maybe I could find out how I can have what they have. So he shouts and shouts and waves his little arms. Then it happens. He gets one of their attention. She spots him and lands on a flower right next to Charlie. "Hi, Miss Butterfly. My name is Charlie. You are just so awesome and glorious. I was just wondering, is there any way I can get what you have? She says, Charlie, don't you know who you are? God made you special. He made you with a future and a purpose. He made you to be a butterfly. I don't look or feel like one, but that's who God made you to be. How do I become one? Just look to God. Believe in Jesus and He will transform you. Charlie, so excited. He runs to his friends and tells them he talked to Miss Butterfly and he can be one too. But you know what they did? They just laughed at him. They made fun of him. They said, Charlie, you will never be like that. Stop lying to yourself. Charlie walks away sad. Now he is brown. All his color has faded. He's tired of the same old things in life. All he does is go to work, watch TV, and play a little basketball. He knows there is so much more to life. He finds himself all alone on a little tree branch. Then he remembers what Miss Butterfly said to him. Look to God. Believe in Jesus, and He will transform you. So Charlie decides to try it. But nothing happens. He's still the same. But a little voice inside speaks to him and says, you are a butterfly. Listen to your heart and my voice. Charlie doesn't know what it means, but he tries to follow his heart. He crawls up the tree, finds a nice spot, and hangs upside down. He hears the voice. You have died with Jesus, but I want to give you new life. You are a butterfly. While he's hanging and pondering those words, something strange stirs inside. And after a time, he finds himself encased in a chrysalis. He's so tired and worn out with no strength. So he closes his eyes, and in that chrysalis, Charlie dies. The end. That's not the end, right? It's supposed to be.
Continue.
So continue. Okay, I will continue, Riley. I will continue. While he's in the chrysalis, something wonderful happens. Although Charlie is dead, he gets new life. He is transformed. He is totally changed. And one day, he is awakened. It's just like the day when he was first born, but he feels a little different. Again, he starts pushing and pulling and stretching and squirming, and he starts breaking through the shell. After a struggle, he is free and falls to the ground, leaving the empty cocoon. On the ground, Charlie looks around and looks at himself, and he can't believe it. He really is a butterfly. He's so excited. You know what he does? Fly? No. He talks to his friends. He says, it's me, Charlie. I'm a butterfly. But they just make fun of him. Charlie, stop fooling around and take that silly costume off. Who do you think you are? You are just like us. You are and will always be just a caterpillar. Now get back to work. So Charlie goes home, crawling on the ground. You know why? Because he doesn't really believe he's a butterfly. But on his way home, he hears that quiet voice inside. You are a butterfly. Know the truth. So Charlie goes home and reads his Bible, especially the book of Romans. And he reads The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. And he starts to really believe. So he goes outside and finds a little tree. He climbs up to the very top. He stretches out his wings, says a little prayer, and jumps. And you know what? He starts flying. Charlie finally is who God intended him to be all along, A glorious butterfly, free and soaring in the air. He is no longer Charlie the caterpillar. Now he is Bob the beautiful butterfly. That story is the story of the gospel. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, totally brand new. You have died with Jesus on the cross, and he has given you new life. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians, a lot of us don't really believe that we're the new person God created us to be. And so part of the growth of the Christian life is knowing the truth of who we are. And so right now we're going to go over this tool. It's a tool we've had for a long time, but I thought, hey, I want to bring that out again because it's such a powerful tool. So some of the youth and adults, they're passing out this card. So I want everyone to take a card. And I'm going to call Kyle up because my voice is a little weak right now. So Kyle's going to come up and he's going to lead us in this section.
All right, so we want you to look at the side that says who I am. So as they're passing those around, we're going to start there. But these are going to be truths about our identity. So all of these have a corresponding Bible verse. And these are truths that are in there about if we're a believer in God and if we have accepted Jesus, then these are truths that we can live by. If you haven't received a card yet, put your hand up so the kids can make sure they get you one. So what we thought it would be really good for us, we're going to be actually doing some responsive reading because there's something about declaring these verbally, out loud together, that is powerful in the spiritual realm as well. So we can read these in our mind and we can say, oh yeah, I believe those and I agree with that. But there's something about doing it out loud. So is anybody else still need one? It's like everybody, okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read one of the statements. Like I'm going to read, I am God's child, and then I want you guys to respond all together, I am God's child. So we're going to do that all the way through. And as you're going through it, we want you to kind of just be aware, especially try to connect with your spirit. So we're made of body, soul, and spirit. So our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So we can think these things are true, and we can believe that, which is part of it. But we have to also agree with our spirit. And so as you're going through, if there's one that sounds kind of like, I know in my head that's true, but I don't know if I really believe it or if I really hold on to that, just kind of make a mental note, because we want to kind of just be aware of the things, maybe there's lies attached to it or there's things that are blocking us from receiving that. So kind of just be aware of if as we read it and you kind of just like, I don't know if I really believe that. Or right now, maybe you're going through something that's making it hard to believe that. So just do that. And then we're going to have communion later. And then Pastor Barry is going to give us some instructions on what to do with those things that show up. So let's go ahead and repeat. And if you don't have a card, little kids, and you don't know how to read, you can still listen to my voice, and you can just copy what I say as well. All right, so we're going to start with the section that says, I am accepted. I am God's child. I am Christ's friend. I have been justified. I am united with the Lord. I belong to God, bought with a price. I am a member of Christ's body. I am a saint. I have been adopted as God's child. I have direct access to God. I have been redeemed, forgiven of all my sins. I am complete in Christ. So now we're going to go into this section that says, I am secure. I am free forever from condemnation. I cannot be separated from the love of God. I am established, anointed, and sealed by God. I am hidden with Christ. I know God will complete his work in me. I am a citizen of heaven. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I can find grace and mercy in time of need. I am born of God. And this last section is, I am significant. I know that in our world, sometimes we can be told that we're insignificant, we don't matter, and these are some truths about who God sees us as. I am the salt and light of the earth. I have been chosen to bear fruit. I am a personal witness of Christ. I am a temple of God, home of the Spirit. I am a minister of reconciliation for God. I am God's co-worker. I am seated with Christ in the heavenlies. I am God's workmanship. I may approach God with freedom. I can do all things through Christ. Now, just real quickly, how many of you have seen this before? Raise your hands. Yeah, there's quite a few. Quite a few of us have seen that. I found, I don't know, was this like in 2008, 7? It was early on in our church, right, Pastor Barry? And I remember I actually took one of these and laminated it and just kept it in my car. And I remember just being able to go over these things. And some I knew because I grew up in the church, and I knew I had heard them before, but I hadn't really experienced them, or I didn't know much depth behind them. And I remember going through these, like, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. For me, that was one that got me through a lot of tough times. And the bottom, like the second one from the bottom, I may approach God with freedom. It took me a long time to realize that God wanted me to approach him, and I had freedom to do that. And so all these different truths, we might know them, but there's always new depths to them. And so I was really happy that Pastor Barry decided to bring this back, because I think this is such a valuable tool for us. And if you flip it over, a lot of the ways that are, or one of the main things that keeps us from understanding these truths and holding on to them, are lies. So the enemy wants us to believe lies, the common lies like, I don't belong, I'm inferior, I'm no good. And so if he can speak those and whisper them into our minds, or he can do that through other people, and we start believing those, then those are going to cloud some of the truths on the other side. And so we're going to have a hard time believing those and living from those. You see there are some common fortresses, things that might be perpetuating those. But this kind of tool, so it's got the front and the back. The front are all the truths, and we want to hold on to those, but we also need to recognize what are some of the things that are holding us from believing into those. So Pastor Barry is going to come up and lead us into communion, and then he's going to ask you to maybe do a little exercise with these.
Thanks, Kyle. You know what all these are right here? This is butterfly thinking. You know what most of these are here? I don't know even if it's caterpillar thinking, it's worm thinking. Why is this so important? Because, like I mentioned in my message, if you haven't heard the message on the two U's, you gotta listen to it. I gave that message a couple weeks ago. Why it's so important? Because you behave your belief. You behave your belief. Whatever you believe, that's how you will act. You want to know what someone really believes? Look at their behavior, and that will reveal the real beliefs they have. And how we live like butterflies, it starts right here in our thinking. And so if these seem like foreign to you, if these truths seem like, oh yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't really know it. If these things seem like things that are just in my head, but you don't really have them in your heart, you don't act like this, then you have to commit to going over this every day, because that'll start changing your thinking. And that's how you will live like a butterfly and not like a caterpillar. What we're going to do, we're going to have communion now. I thought before we, as we close out the year 2023, be nice for the families to have communion together. And so this communion, I encourage you to take it with your family together, or just get a friend, do it together, or, you know, you can do it by yourself. That's okay too. Whatever you choose to do. But what I'd like you to do is gather, or be, if you're by yourself, that's fine. And go through this list and just pick out one item that's been highlighted to you, okay? One item highlighted to you, and then just share that with whoever you're taking communion with. And then just bless each other by speaking these over each other, some of them over each other, or affirm the person about who they truly are in Christ. And then take communion together and thank the Lord that He has made us brand new and given us new life in Him. Okay, so let's have a bow for a word of prayer. I'm going to have the worship team come on up. Okay, let's pray. Jeremy, maybe you could... Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your vision, calling, destiny for us. Thank you for the hope and future we have in you. And thank you, Lord, that you've made the way for us through Jesus Christ. Jesus, we're so thankful that you came. That the Bible says you became sin. You took on all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our failures. You took that all upon yourself, even our old self, our old life, our sinful self, our sin nature. You took that upon yourself, and you took all that to the cross with you. And Jesus, thank you that the grave could not keep you in the ground. There's no power in heaven on earth that could keep you dead and buried. But you came alive. You came alive and demonstrated victory, that you are an overcomer and we are overcomers in you. And because of that, you have given us your new life. We are new. We are brand new people. We are a brand new, completely new race of human being who are not born of Adam, but born of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, as we take communion together before you today, would Holy Spirit, would you speak and deepen these truths in each one of our hearts and souls? Would you use those truths to bring healing to us, to bring freedom to us, to bring the love, your love to us, your power to us, to bring your purity and righteousness to us, to bring blessing and favor and your goodness to each and every one as we come before you, the God we love and honor and serve, our God and Savior. Thank you, Lord. So bless the families, bless the individuals as they take communion this morning. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Whenever you feel led, we'll sing 4 or 5 songs. Whenever you feel led, you can come on up, take communion together. God bless your time.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And Be blessed this week, and as always, thank you, Jesus.